You know, like you see Channel 9. Oh, you know Channel 9, you see the news desk there.
Yep, you're spilling tea now. You're spilling tea.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's just it's a young person's expression for gossip being shared.
No, it's not gossip because I saw it on Facebook because they changed their news set. But Peter Overson went to Facebook. They went behind the scenes. And anyway, what are they doing? Because they're moving to new digs in North Sydney from where they are.
Yeah, this sounds like spilling tea.
Not gossip. It was on Facebook. It must be true. Okay. And they went behind the scenes. And Pete said, why the news desk has changed? Because they've dismantled the old set. They're moving it to the new building in North Sydney.
Oh, very good.
And so they're just using the old set.
I actually, you know what I did in the backyard? I made a cubby house out of an old cubby house. Same sort of thing.
There's nothing like the same. We're talking about bloody news.
Yeah, using an old set.
Yeah, but
the
news guys are ready to go. This is what the lead-in was because you know how we're not serious enough.
Well, we've got these two.
And can you count them in because you're the floor manager? Because this now is going to happen every Wednesday.
How am I going to do this? Because they normally do it quietly.
Well, you just do three, two, and one.
The hands go out like
yeah,
a
I know. Three.
Three, hand two, out
three, two, one, and count
one.
Them in. Okay. Do.
Oh, and no, then you point.
Point. I know. No, you just say
and
three.
And then you point and the red light goes on.
Yeah, I know. Could you just say three,
you ever
two,
been
and
on
one?
TV?
Yes. Yeah, not much.
So you want me to count out loud?
Yeah, three, two,
okay,
one.
So this is not like they do it on TV.
No.
Three, two, one. Over to you, news.
Okay, do that. That's a good practice run. Now do it now.
Three, two, one.
Roll it.
Over to you.
Newsweek Now. Go behind the stories of the stories that are making headlines around the world with two of the Central Coast's most respected and trusted news journalists.
Good morning, I'm Jackson Heather Ray Dyson McCartney.
And I know Peter Overton's second cousin's brother who runs a burger joint. I'm Roger Slicker.
Labour Party Anthony Albanese has called for the sauce bottle mascot of the Central Coast Mariners to be replaced. The sauce bottle allegedly had an altercation with the Manly Sea Eagle at the annual mascot convention, and Albanese said enough is enough.
Out of touch and out of control. And he should go.
Meantime, health experts have issued a diarrhoea alert after Triple M's Paddy Gerard spoke at the annual mascots convention. The warning wasn't about contracting anything. It was more about headaches that could occur after enduring such a boring speech.
Anyone who attended this venue at this time is considered a casual contact and must monitor for symptoms and get tested immediately if symptoms do develop.
The New South Wales State Parliament canteen has come under scrutiny after the pie warmer broke down and several politicians were not happy with lukewarm pies and sausage rolls. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian had several replacement pie warmers ready to be turned on and was unimpressed with some of the complaints.
Everything was ready, and I want to make that very clear. We'd made arrangements that if I needed to take that course, I would have, and I want to make that very clear.
Next page. You turn the page, that's page two, that's it, boy. Okay.
Penrith remain on top of the NRL ladder after round 18. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, who is a big fan of the Panthers, said to the team, if you don't beat Parramatta, I'm coming up to sing karaoke on presentation night. Penrith 5-8, Jerome Luai said that was enough incentive to win.
Personally, I love pressure. I sort of want to play even better when people say that sort of stuff. So I really like that sort of thing. And I know the boys out here are the same as well.
That's Newsweek Now. I'm Jackson Heather Ray Dyson McCartney.
And I'm Roger Slicker. Email me on r.slicker@newsweeknow.com.